Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My brand new book, Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth, is now available. So much more than a book, this is a guide that allows me to hold your hand through your birth preparation journey. With over a decade of experience and knowledge packed in to ensure you really are empowered in the way you deserve to achieve a positive birth, regardless of the twists and turns that crop up. Make sure that you get your hands on Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth book now and are empowered to have the birth experience that you deserve. Hello, I'm Pip and welcome to the Midwife Pip podcast, the home of expert information and real chats on all things pregnancy, birth and beyond. Now, this week, it is just me riding solo on the podcast mic because I've had so many questions asking me to address how we are preparing or perhaps not preparing for baby number two this year. My goodness, even just saying that out loud makes me feel a little bit nervous that we're actually going to be parents to two small boys. Some days I feel like just coping with one is more than enough. But here we are. Here we are on this magnificent journey once again. And I feel very blessed to be. So I thought I would just chat through a little bit about where I'm at. I am 30 weeks pregnant at the time of recording this episode for you. And some of the things that we have done, some of the things that we really need to get on and do, and how we are navigating this time really as a three about to become a four. So first up, I am very grateful to be out of the first trimester because having those first trimester symptoms and a toddler was a wild ride, let me tell you. Oh my goodness. And I think the constantness, if that's even a word, it is today, of having a toddler to look after is probably the reason that my first trimester symptoms dragged on for so long this time. So in my first pregnancy, by 12 weeks, I was like, right, we're ready to go. I feel good again. This time, I'm still sick if I don't manage my blood sugars. And I think it's fatigue. I really think it's because you don't have those moments of, oh, I could just, you know, check out for the day now at 7 p.m. because that's bedtime. So that's the time to get even more energy. So I think it is just that relentlessness and that extra fatigue of having another small person who is wonderful and beautiful and I would not change for the world. But that's what I'm kind of putting it down to. So one of the questions that loads of you have asked me is how are we preparing little Finley, who is two, for the arrival of his baby brother? And I suppose to start with, we try to encourage conversations about it. And he was kind of a bit disinterested. So we've allowed him to explore and then just followed his lead a little bit more. And that's working really well. So we bought, you know, a couple of books about mummies growing babies in their tummy. But I think as my bumps got bigger and he's been able to feel the baby kick and we've kind of played games and he's used it as a very convenient train track at times, he's become more interested. So he will naturally come to my bump, lift my t-shirt up, say hello, say goodnight, give him kisses, blow raspberries on my bump, talk about his baby brother. So he's been telling nursery the name of his baby brother, and he'll talk about the baby brother in mummy's tummy. We started getting some bits out of the attic and he's sort of saying, it's my baby brother's bedroom, my baby brother's bed. And I did find him in the next to me crib the other morning, squished up, telling me he was in the baby's cot. So I kind of think because Finley's always been quite advanced with speech and language and understanding, maybe that's helping us a little bit because I do feel like he has a real understanding of there is a baby in mummy's tummy. However, not quite sure how much he gets in terms of how much our lives are going to change overnight. And I'm definitely anxious about that sharing, especially that sharing of me in the early weeks when breastfeeding is around the clock. I'm definitely worried about that. So one of the things I'm going to do is get him either like a shoebox with some different kind of toys and entertainment-y bits in there, or some sort of gift from the baby that is unique and special for him, so that when I'm breastfeeding, he can be with us doing that, whatever that'll end up being. So that I'm just trying to really lessen that feeling of like mummy's with the baby and I want her to come and play with me. But obviously also the great thing about breastfeeding is I know I can do it anywhere. So I can breastfeed, you know, while we're playing trains or whatever that may be. So it's just going to look really different to last time. I think it's accepting that, which is absolutely fine. So my main anxiety is absolutely how he's going to adapt. He keeps telling me that he's going to put his baby brother on his back and swim with him like the Jungle Book. So that is going to probably sadden him. That's not entirely possible for the foreseeable few years. But it's really cute. It's really cute to see him interested. He wants to read to my bump and all sorts, which I am loving. I'm loving. So in terms of organizing practically, what have we done? Not a lot, which is slightly terrifying because by this stage of Finley's pregnancy, we had like a decorated nursery, an assembled cot. We were flying. And I'm like, gosh, yeah, we need to do some stuff. So we've got some of our existing bits from the attic recently. So I'm going to give them a good clean up at some point soon, maybe next week. I really need to do that soon, don't I? I haven't got loads of time left anymore. So give those a good clean up. So they're all ready. So I guess the benefit of second baby, and especially having another boy, we've got plenty of clothes. Don't need to worry about that kind of stuff. So that's really great. And we've got, you know, like the baby rocker, and we're going to use our next to me crib from last time and those kind of bits and pieces. So that takes a bit of pressure off. It's just getting them clean and reassembled and making sure that they're all still good to go for baby number two, which I'm sure they will be. We actually moved Finley out of his nursery into a bigger bedroom over the summer because we were kind of anticipating increasing our family, and we kind of thought we'd rather do that move for him before there feels like it's happening because the baby's coming. So we preempted that over the summer and moved him out of the nursery. So he's got his bigger boy bedroom, which we decorated. So the nursery is just going to be the same as it was for Finley, essentially. We took Finley's cot with him because he's still really happy in a cot. So we don't want to convert it into a bed. So we took his cot with him. So he's just still in all his normal stuff, just a different room. And we're going to get a very similar cot setup. So we absolutely adore the brand O Baby. So an O Baby cot bed has arrived. It's just still in its box. So that is my husband's job. Assembling furniture is not a job for me. That's just, yeah. Don't enjoy it. I know it's some people's bag. It's not mine. It's just not mine. So my husband will be assembling that at some point, hopefully soonish. But we've gone for a similar setup where it transitions from a full cot to a cot bed where you just have the little barrier and then eventually into a full bed. So they'll just both have their own. I did think about, you know, do we just wait until the baby's ready to go in its own room and then see about moving Finley's? But kind of just thought his converts anyway, and he's happy in it. And it took us a long time to get Finley sleeping well at night time. So damned if I'm going to mess with that, to be honest. So he's staying in there. I'm also definitely going to get another O Baby nursing chair because I have so many fond memories of my 17 whole months of breastfeeding Finley in his O Baby nursing chair. So he still uses it. We still do story time in it and it sits in the corner of his room. So I'm going to get another one for this baby's bedroom. And again, it has to have comfortable recline and snack pockets. Guys, if you're looking at a nursing chair, I tell you, snack pockets change the game. Those nighttime feeds with flapjacks and yummy things just to motivate you to get through in those pockets was a beautiful thing for me. So I definitely need that again. And then we have also recently found the Stocke Trip Trap high chairs. Oh my goodness. How did I not find these earlier? So Finley was really opposed after a while to being in a traditional looking high chair, but we have these little wooden stools at our table that aren't safe for him to kind of transition to. So we recently got him one and he is just changing the game. Meal times are so much smoother. So we thought it'd be really cute and have got a matching one. And they're both personalised with their names and little matching cushions. But they do like a newborn set. So they can literally last from bringing a brand new baby up to the table until full childhood. So really great. I love products that have longevity within a family. I think from a sustainability and an investment perspective, that's so important. And they're also beautiful. So they're not an eyesore around the dining table. So really pleased that we found those. And although it feels very, very organized, despite my lack of organization everywhere else, the baby's got a high chair. But actually it's really important to me that as a family, we can continue to have a family meal together. And if that means me breastfeeding the baby at the table or having the baby next to us in its baby attachment of the Trip Trap high chair, then that's great because I want to keep those elements of normality and the things that Finley really enjoys in his life. So he doesn't feel like the baby's come and everything has changed and kind of been ruined. So that I think will be a really nice thing for us as well. We have recently this weekend at the baby show sorted out a double pram. So we've decided to go for a double, but a double that can also be used as a single because at the moment, although Finley is really trying to drop it, he does still have a nap. So if we're going out for like a whole day family thing, there are going to be times when they both want to be in the pram or both want a nap or just Finley wants to rest his legs. But also with a built on buggy board so that we haven't got to sort of, you know, add another thing or carry another thing. It's already on the pram and we can convert it to a single or a double. So we've gone with the new iCandy Orange 4 for that. And I'm really excited because it looks like it's just going to fit our lifestyle perfectly. And I think it's really important when choosing prams that you look at what your lifestyle is and find one that's going to work for you. So I feel organized that we've done that this time because I was really umming and ahhing. And at the baby show, we also sorted out a car seat. So we've got that organized. So I'm not doing so badly, actually, am I? I feel like the weekend was really productive in terms of getting a bit more practically organized. So we've gone for a car seat that reclines and that clips on and off the ISOFIX base. So you can bring the baby in the house while it's still asleep or pop it on the pram, which I didn't do last time. I massively regretted. Because it meant that when the baby was asleep, I was either stuck in the car or had to risk that car seat to pram or cot transition, which has never gone well for us. So I feel like I'm getting organized from that perspective. We've got those kind of big things sorted. And as I say, all the small things, all the clothes, sheets, Moses basket, we're just going to reuse from when we had Finley 2 years ago. So I suppose I am maybe more organized than I was feeling. I guess where I now am going to be really focusing is on myself and my preparations for supporting my body through this last part of pregnancy, this final 10-week push. I'm going to be doing all the things that I talk to the members of my YPJ community about, the dates, the raspberry leaf tea, the perineal massage. And at the moment, I'm really trying to protect my nervous system because I think we live in such a high, fast-paced world, right? I'm a full-time working mom. I'm a wife. We're renovating our house. I have lots of different pressures and responsibilities, and the to-do list never finishes, never ever. I tick it off and it gets added to. It's always the way. And I know that's the case for so many of us mums. We live in this really high pressure, stressful environment, which sometimes is, you know, okay or unavoidable, but I'm really trying to find small pockets or moments or opportunities in the day where I can really seize moments of calmness and clarity and just calm my nervous system and just chill it all out, allow some of that oxytocin to kind of rumble and come to the forefront. and being more present, just taking moments to be a little bit more present in the day to day. So when I have my once a day, because of the joyous caffeine restrictions in pregnancy, coffee, I make it in my favorite mug and I light a candle and I just sit and I breathe and I just take a moment. And that has a profound impact on me, on my mental, physical, psychological well-being, my hormonal well-being. I just feel that central nervous system calm down and it grounds me, and that allows me to be a lot more kind of present. And I think then a better mum, a better midwife, a better wife, a better everything, just from taking 10 minutes out of my day to, rather than rushing a coffee whilst doing emails, just pausing, taking those moments to pause, have made a massive difference for me. So that's something I'm going to continue to do. I am into my third trimester birth prep exercise training, which is part of your pregnancy fitness program. So if you're listening and you're thinking, I need to prepare for birth in the postpartum, please do drop me an email or get in touch on Instagram to see if my programs may be able to support you as well. But yeah, I'm following essentially my own program, my own advice. And where I'm so lucky is that within our community, we have a whole team of experts, infant sleep, pelvic health, pre and postnatal exercise, a lactation consultant, a well-being coach. So I have within my community these amazing people that support the women that I work with in your pregnancy and postnatal journey. And so I can tap into all their knowledge as well, which I've absolutely been doing. And, you know, I've watched them transform the pre and postnatal lives of so many women. So I feel really blessed to be part of that village. And having that online village to me is really important, because there was definitely aspects of postpartum last time there I felt a bit lonely, and I felt that loneliness. So this time I'm really pleased that I have my YPJ community and that virtual village of support. So I think, yeah, I'm kind of getting there. I feel like actually I thought I was going to come out of this conversation feeling really unprepared, but actually the practical things are ticked off. But in reality, the practical things do not matter half as much as that psychological preparation, the preparation of self. So definitely a focus is going to be on self. I am starting to do my breath work and visualization practice, because that helped me so much last time. I'm seeing my pelvic health practitioner again in a few more weeks. I'm going to be doing lots of focus on relaxation of my pelvic floor, continuing to keep my body strong. I know the birth positions that I want to use and that worked for me last time. So I want to make sure my body is strong and fit enough to facilitate those. Continuing to focus on some of the stuff that I talk about all the time in my courses around gut health, gut microbiome, because that has such a massive impact on our babies, and reducing things like colic and reflux and eczema and asthma and allergies. So continuing to kind of focus on that and being empowered, I suppose, by all the information that I have from over the years and all the knowledge, and allowing myself to accept there will be elements that are out of my control and that are just the way things go. But there's so much that I can actively do to influence and support and positively influence my pre and postnatal journey. So making sure that I really optimize and action all of those is where I'm really at over this next 10 weeks. I'm going to be looking forward to planning a little bit more for the postpartum. So we don't have loads of family or anything close by. Our parents are all a few hours away. So preparing ourselves and what that's going to look like. I'm probably in reality not going to have time between now and the birth of our baby to batch cook for the freezer. So we're probably going to look at some kind of meal delivery service or some way of making that postnatal, taking the pressure off, making it a bit more achievable so that we can be present with our beautiful boys and not thinking, oh my goodness, what's for dinner? Those little things that will make that fourth trimester a bit easier, we're absolutely going to be kind of just looking at and tapping into that holistic importance. I often say to women that we spend so much time and so much money planning our wedding, because we know how important that is and how much beautiful memories we make from it. But we just don't do the same for birth or the postpartum, which makes no sense to me because it's arguably way more influential. My goodness, my birth experience has influenced me as a woman forever. It's completely changed who I am for the better. I'm a different version of me, but a really powerful and empowered version of me. And I just think that is something that we as a family prioritize above all else. And to us, that is the most important way to invest our time, our money, our energy. So absolutely, we're going to be looking at making sure that that birth and that postpartum is another positive and empowering experience for us all. My husband and I look back on the birth of Finley with just the most wonderful memories. It was just incredible. It was the feeling I felt, that empowerment, that positivity, that feeling held, feeling supportive, that overwhelming love and power. I felt so powerful. Like I could take on the world at the moment I gave birth to him. So I am so excited. We all are so excited to experience that again. And my husband is well prepared on how to be a top-notch birth partner to me again through this birth. So no worries about birth at all. We have a plan where we have a very good friend that's going to come and scoop Finley up day or night, which I am immensely grateful for. And then there's going to be an emergency call to the grandparents to start making their journey up to us to take over so that I know he is in safe hands and comfortable and with people that love him so I can focus on birthing his little forever best friend, hopefully. So no worries about birth, just pure excitement and empowerment and looking forward to it. I'm just going to spend this next 10 weeks really doing all the things that I talk to the members of my community about and really joining them for that journey and that last part, which I'm so excited about. So I hope my little chat to you has been really helpful for me. I feel like I've almost debriefed myself on what I have prepared and what I haven't prepared. And I think it's just so interesting. So I think first time round, it's really easy to put loads of influence on the practical things that you need, the practical things that you need to buy and organise. And what so often gets missed is the more important stuff, the less materialistic stuff, but actually the things that influence birth and postnatal journeys. And that is education, that is information, that is expert support, that is having that village, be it in person or virtually. And I think often when I work with mums, it's actually often second time mums because they've recognised, oh gosh, I prioritised all the wrong things before. So if you are a first time mum listening, then yes, you need a certain amount of materialistic things, of course, but actually your baby doesn't need another baby grow. What you need is a positive and empowered and supported experience. So for me, it's very much this time focusing on that again. It's what I did last time. It worked. Oh my goodness, it worked. So it's going to be doing that again and knowing that those materialistic things I can order on next day delivery if we suddenly realize we haven't got something. So I'm absolutely not allowing those elements to stress me out. I am making sure that priority is self, is family, is information, is empowerment, and is physical and psychological preparation. So that is where I am at. I am excited. If anyone's got any questions based on what I've just chatted to you about, as always, please drop me a message on Instagram. Get in touch. There's nothing that brings me more joy than supporting and empowering women at this time in their lives. And it's even more special when I'm on that journey with you at the same time. Before I head off, I need to tell you something. 68% of you who listen to my show have not hit the subscribe button. So can you do me a favor? And if you've ever enjoyed listening, hit subscribe now. It makes a huge difference, helping me to keep bringing you episodes. And together, we can then reach and empower more women on this journey. If you are a pregnant or newly postpartum listener and are looking to have the healthiest, most positive and informed journey, that my exclusive Your Pregnancy and Your Postnatal Journey courses may be for you. I work with a select number of women in a bespoke way, with unlimited access to me and my expert team, for the most transformative level of support at this important time in your life. We only get one shot at getting this time right. So to get in touch and find out more, head to midwifepip.com.